Hello, I'm Ed Crane, founder and president of the Cato Institute, and I'd like to thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to listen to excerpts of talks given at Cato events by a half dozen clear-thinking observers of the policy scene in America. We think they give a good sense of what Cato's all about and hope you'll enjoy them. The Cato Institute was founded in 1977 for the express purpose of putting proposals on the table of national policy debate that are consistent with America's founding ideals of individual liberty, free markets, and limited constitutional government. America's heritage of liberty is precious and needs to be vigorously defended. That, in a nutshell, is Cato's mission. Thomas Jefferson once said, "The natural progress of things is for government to gain ground and for liberty to yield." That's why the founders created a constitution informed by the Declaration of Independence that strictly limited the powers of the national government. But the forces of special interest and big government ideologues, fueled by power-grasping politicians, have done great damage to that Constitution and the founding vision, reaching the tendrils of the state into virtually every corner of civil society. And it wasn't as if the founders didn't warn us. They also said, "Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty." Back then, of course, you could be eternally vigilant simply by leaning your musket against the cabin wall. In today's modern society, it's not so easy. Today, we have a complex division of labor, and in that division, it's the Cato Institute's role to be vigilant in protecting and enhancing our liberties as Americans. And we do a good job at it. Cato is one of the most frequently cited think tanks in the national media, and our website, www.cato.org, is the most frequently visited think tank site. We invite you to visit as well. On issues ranging from tax policy to environmental policy to foreign affairs and constitutional jurisprudence, Cato is in the forefront of the battle for liberty. Cato's mission is made possible by individuals such as yourself who view the Institute as an effective vehicle for them to remain eternally vigilant. Thanks again for listening. Hope you enjoy the talks.